But right here will be another installment in Work in Progress Does Kidzbop. Yes. Because we've done this, I think, three times now. We originally started with Kidzbop 38. That had came out. We had to review that and just kind of talk about the Kidzbop phenomenon. And then we've done a couple of lyric changes segments since. But this one will be reviewing Kidzbop 39, which dropped last month, like midway through January. And if you're not aware of what Kidzbop is, Kidzbop is essentially, if you know what like a now that's what I call music CD is, mm-hmm. where they just kind of compile some of the biggest top 40 hits onto one CD. It's like that, but instead of putting the actual songs, they remake them with children's singers. And it's not like it's any one kid. Each song could have 10 kids singing on it, and they're all ridiculous.
And now, I think it's recorded in Dallas. I think they do this in town.
In Grapevine or somewhere. We've tried to have someone on to talk about it, but they refused us. They're Kidzbop's ducking us. They know we're onto their tails. But so what's always really funny about these songs is some of them do feature adult content. And that can range from just flat out cursing to anything that resembles sexual innuendo to you know, going out drunk and partying and doing anything that involves being an adult. Now, if that's in there, they find a ridiculous way to change things. Like the drop that you may have heard Chris play earlier was from a Nicki Minaj song where she says, we're higher than an MF-er.
I totally forgot what that, yeah.
We're Kidzbop and we take over.
I totally forgot what song that was from.
From Starship.
Yeah, Starships. Yeah.
And so we have a lot of those. And so
those are the best.
We'll get to a few of their lyric changes from some of the other songs, but I want to listen to what I think is the creme de la creme from this. And it's super fitting because this song was kind of a meme-y last year. It's Drake's In My Feelings. Now, if you don't know what that song is, if you've ever seen people do the Kiki Do You Love Me dance videos, that song that Drake did, which you said you have both, Trey? The Drake's one's edited, right? Okay, so let's just give you a little taste of that.
Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. Now I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave.
Okay, so that's the real song. The Kidzbop version is ridiculous. And it starts out on such a high note that let's at least start the Kidzbop song, and I got to tell you how they changed this up.
Now when a customer joins...
Oh. That's a curveball.
Yeah, KB, baby. I buy you something cost more than a penny. Gotta be real with it.
Yeah. Okay, let's pause it right there. Mm-hmm. Did you hear what they just said?
Kind of.
Started
it cost
over.
A pretty penny.
Start it over.
Yeah, KB, baby.
What is that?
Okay, so originally he says trap money, Benny.
I still couldn't understand this.
KB, baby.
They're saying, yeah, KB, baby.
KB?
Like Kidzbop.
Oh.
And because, you know, a lot of times producers will want to put their little signature at the beginning of a song. This one was Trap Money, Benny. They went with KB, KB, baby.
Okay.
The next line's where it's at, though.
Yeah, KB, baby.
I bought you something cost more than a penny.
Gotta be real with it.
So, get you something that costs more than a penny.
What a kind soul.
So the real lyric that Drake says is, this ish got me in my feelings. Now, they cannot say that.
Why can't you say that? There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, you definitely can't say the S, but you definitely don't want people to be caught up to in their feelings when they're young.
When they're
they don't know how to process it
when they're listening to
so
KB 39.
So instead, how about How about I'll buy you anything that costs more than a penny? One penny.
Or maybe so it's like anything? How people will say
really anything.
Maybe it's like how people say it's been a minute since I've, you know, done something, but it's actually been way more than a minute. It's been like a million minutes.
But do you think you could
so I'll get
woo,
you something more than just, you know, drop a penny on it.
Could you woo
start saying
any
that.
Woman in the world by telling her that you'll buy her anything that costs more than a penny? Do you understand, like, one piece of bubble at a Little League baseball game is more than a penny?
It's a few pennies.
You're not going to get many women with the double bubble from a Little League baseball game.
But if you're getting her, I mean, if you get her a nice bottle of champagne, that's also going to be more than a penny.
Just that's true.
A lot more than a penny. You just didn't specify how many pennies. Mini penny.
All right, so let's
pretty good one.
Let's keep playing the kids' bop one.
I bought you something cost more than a penny. Gotta be real with it. Yeah. Kinky, do you love me? Are you
I always have to be
on
court.
Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB.
Let's pause it there. So another part, remember, is it's Kiki, do you love me, are you writing?
Yes.
They took that out. You can't say, are you writing?
It's because kids don't write anymore. They text.
No, it's riding.
Like
oh,
a pony.
I thought it was
yeah,
riding.
Yeah, riding in a car, riding, doing
okay.
I mean, it.
Okay, like
be,
riding
guess,
dirty.
It could be, you know, like a cowboy and a cowgirl.
Like a pony.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it could be that. I don't think he's literally asking her, hey, are you doing that right now? I think he means, like, do you ride with me? But they had to take that out of the song.
Say you'll never ever leave from beside me, cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. Look at new me, is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and throw me. They gotta make some choices, they running
right
out of
the real lyric is, I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. There is, I swear you gotta feel me before they try and throw me. Don't really know what that means.
That's still pretty.
Throw it off your game, throw me.
Or throw you off a building. That's still
that's
pretty violent.
That's worse than kill me. That
I mean,
sounds
you
terrifying.
Could, you can survive. Yeah, probably not. All right. But.
Look at new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and throw me. You gotta make some choices, they running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And when you get to stopping, I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when he popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you were the one from the jump that confirmed it. Yeah, 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 KB baby. I bought you something cost more than a penny. From the block like a Jenny. I know you're such a girl cause I know too many.
So right there, they had to put
baby.
That line in again because he says, I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. Again, they loved that line so much from earlier, they went with, I'll buy you anything that costs more than a penny. They had a
clever.
It's such a great line.
I want to be one of the writers for Kids Bop.
Like, what kind of writers?
A writer.
Oh,
not a writer.
Okay.
Not, no.
We'll be on the same page eventually.
Michael Jackson.
All right.
Do you love me? Are you with me? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
We're getting to where it gets the best part.
And I need you, and I'm down for you always, JT. Do you love me? Are you with me? Say you'll never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. All of us kids, and we hanging in the rain. Hanging, hanging in the rain. Hanging, hanging in the rain. I need that black card and the code to the safe. Code to the safe. Code to the safe. Safe. Cause I want you.
So that is way different than what Drake says. Because what the Kids Bop version says is, we're kids and we're hanging in the Wraith. What Drake put in there was two bad beaches and we kissing in the Wraith, kissing in the Wraith. So.
What's the Wraith?
That's a car.
Oh, okay.
Like a fancy car.
But it's still, though, they referenced a car right there. Kids Bop did.
Yeah.
So they clearly are recognizing these kids can be in cars. But then they did something right there that I have
They're
never...
They're contradicting themselves when they were talking about... You can't say
That's
riding.
That's what I'm saying. They contradicted themselves.
But maybe they're not riding in it. They're just parked in it or something.
But they did something I've never seen them do before. They totally omitted lyrics and just changed the song. Totally. Because After that, after the code to the safe, code to the safe part, the real Drake song says, I show him how the neck work, F that Netflix and chill, what's your net worth?
Okay.
And they found that to be so offensive that they didn't even try to put that in the Kidz Bop version. Like, they were so stumped at the writer's table that they didn't even attempt. They're like, we got nothing on that one. And they just took it out of the song completely. I found that to be amazing.
I wonder how the production meeting goes for these, because they have to tell the kids what the original lyrics are, right? Like, okay, guys.
I'm sure they know.
Here's the original line. Here's what we're going to have you say.
I'm sure the kids know the songs. And most of them are probably, I mean, those kids are probably 13 or 14 years old. They're not like 8-year-old singing, like they're.
I think it's like a mix of like all ages. Yeah. And that's what, how they make that weird chorus. All right, let's get to some other ones from the album. That's my favorite, but we have some other ones. Let's start with a Khalid and Halsey song. I think it's actually Benny Bianco that produced it, but it's a song called East Side. And do you have both versions?
It's about a bar in Denton.
I have both versions.
Okay, here's the real version.
When I was young, I fell in love, we used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Yeah. Then we grew up, started to touch, used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. Oh no, your daddy didn't
All
like
right.
me,
so that's the real one.
Okay.
Did you hear, understand everything he said there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What do you think's going to be changed? Because he said, then we grew up, started to touch, used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus.
We used to play cards in the back of the bus.
Just play a little solitaire. Yeah. Let's see if he's right, Trey.
When I was young, I fell in love. We used to hold hands, man, that was enough.
Okay.
Then we grew up, stayed in touch. Used to talk underneath the light in the back of the bus.
That's even worse. Talk under the light in the back of the bus.
Well, they changed two things, because the original lyric was, then we grew up, started to touch. Which, that's just a creepy lyric in general. But then they changed it to stayed in touch.
Okay. That's not bad.
And then used to talk underneath the light, you know, mm-hmm. just have conversations, you know, see where life was going.
I want to hear, do you have, because I'm looking at the set list.
We have a couple more.
Okay.
Let's do a couple more.
Okay. I'm not too familiar with most of these. Do you have Better Now on there?
We do have Better
All
Now.
Right. I want to hear that.
Better
that's
now.
Probably my favorite song
All right,
of last
let's
year.
Let's play the real one.
You're not even speaking, so my friends know. You know all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blow them out and open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives.
I don't know what in that is that bad. We were
I don't
looking
understand
forward
this.
To the rest of
it,
our
it,
lives.
The reason they changed this, you're probably not going to get or understand. So we'll play this.
I got it.
What?
It's going to be, we were looking forward to the rest of our lives. It's going to be, we were looking forward to Kidz Bop 39.
No.
That would have been better.
You're too much.
Damn.
Too much. All right.
You're not even speaking to my friends, no.
You know all my uncles and my aunts, though.
The change?
Yeah, I couldn't really understand. It was right before the we were looking forward to the rest. What did she say there?
So what Post Malone said was 20 candles, blow them out and open your eyes. What Kidz Bop changed that to was all these candles, blow them out and open your eyes, because these kids can't be 20.
Oh.
So they had to change that.
Okay.
Isn't that dumb? All right.
It is dumb.
The last one here is from Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
One more.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Imagine Dragons.
Will somebody let me see the light in the dark trees shadowing what's happening? Looking through the glass, find the wrong within the past, knowing we are the youth. Caught it till it bleeds out of world without the peace, facing a bit of the truth.
It's kind of hard to hear what he says right before that, but did you make out what he said?
Kind of.
He says, cut until it bleeds a world without peace. You don't think they'll go with that? Think they'll change that one?
Yeah, they'll change it to
more soda.
We
please.
Were eating beets.
Oh God! What are they, Dwight Schrute?
Yeah.
Topical. All right.
Yeah. Always.
Will somebody let me see the light within the dark trees shadowing what's happening? Looking through the glass, find the wrong within the past. Knowing are we all the youth? Singing till you scream inside a world without the peace, facing a bit of the truth.
So their change was Sing Until You Scream.
Sing Until You Scream.
How's that word?
Loud. Yeah.
Know.
Like you're into screamo or emo music?
How do you sing until you scream?
You're just that into it. You just gotta let it out.
Yeah, there were a bunch of other ones.
Yeah, I want to hear some more of these later. Good. Maybe as a return. I want to hear I Like It maybe as a return.
All right, we can do that.
The Cardi B song, because that's got to have some creative changes.
They should just keep one song on every album as is, and we have to go in and find which one.
Or they have an unedited version of Kids Bop
that'd be great.
For the parents.